Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our bi-weekly podcast, Empowered Through Health. I'm your podcast host, Diane Solano, orthomolecular nutritionist and real advocate for true fundamental health and wellness. Remember, this podcast is all about empowerment. It's all about giving you information, giving you tools, and introducing you to some fantastic practitioners around the world that are having such impact and such transformations. And that's really what the body's all about. I mean, at the end of the day, you are your own best health advocate, and health really comes from within. It's been around for thousands of years. Food has fed ourselves, but the industry has changed. We know conventional medical models are exactly that. They're in a box and of themselves, and it doesn't mean they don't work. It means that you are the one to go out there, ask the questions, seek the answers, get information, make your best decisions, and decide what kind of quality of life you want to live. Because here's what I know: if you don't have health, you don't have anything. So what we want to do is we want to empower every individual out there to go out and be the best version of you. So with today's show, I have a very special guest. And what I love about this guest, it's not just about what you eat and how you sleep and how you move, but it's also how you think. It's also about the life you want to create. It's about being purposeful with that result you're looking for. And if you're on this show looking for a health result, it's the same concepts. If you're on this show and maybe you're already healthy and strong, but you deal with individuals that aren't, it's the same concepts. I mean, ultimately, we create our lives on some deeper level. And our practitioner today, no, I'm actually not going to hold him back anymore. Mr. Alvin Brown is my expert for today. He's a manual osteopath. He's a nutritionist. He specializes in something called NLP, which we'll talk about. Very powerful tool to not only integrate health, but also integrate the greatness in you. And that's where I'm going to segue into his many, many books. The Journey to Personal Greatness was his first one. So he's a very powerful author. And I know right now he's writing two more, which I'll let him talk about. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about his self-mastery programs that are impacting athletes and entrepreneurs all around the world. So with no further ado, I'm going to welcome you, Alvin Brown. Thank you for taking the time with us today. Thank you for being here. And I love kicking off every single podcast with the story. You know, all of us individuals, and yourself especially, you love helping people get better. Where did that come from? How did it start? What was the story for you that led you down that path?
Hey, Diane. All right. So it's a pleasure, first of all, being here, and I appreciate you. And it's an honor connecting with you and sharing the message. So this journey began, you know, we're talking 5 decades ago, plus, give or take. And it began as a, you know, the youngest of five living in Kingston, Jamaica in the 60s, 70s, right? And you got to think, my mom, when I did the math, my mom was a mere mid-20s with five kids in Jamaica alone. And so you can imagine, it wasn't a, you could put the story together of what that might have been like in the 70s. Just think about that, single female 70s.
No.
Jamaica. I mean, now I look back and I think what it took for me to just put my kids through with a partner, and what it takes for us to put them through and give them a leg up. Geez, I can't imagine five as a single woman in the 70s. Unbelievable. So I have so much, you know, as you get older, you gain so much respect for the people before you, you know, you didn't have before. Because I tell you, I used to wish, you know, sometimes that, oh, why can't my mom be a Huxtable? You know, this lawyer, this, you know, this thing you see on TV, not knowing that's just TV, you know, that's just, you know, but what she gave me, though, was unbelievable love and unconditional love, which now, looking back, I think that's the most important thing you give any child, is this idea that I can't fail. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I think she gave me way more than what I was thinking I was wishing for. So yeah, so that's been the journey, is this curiosity, this drive to give back, you know, realizing that however she got us from Jamaica to Canada in the 70s, single, working at a hotel, and I can't let her fail. Come on, like, you know, like, I can't let her come this far to come this far. So I continue to strive to, you know, make her proud and make myself proud and be an example of what's possible. You know, someone asked me the other day, what's your purpose? And that was my purpose, to be an example in my actions, not just talk. I don't want to just talk either, because talk is cheap. So that's my journey, and that's how I show up, is being courageous, being brave, and to make a difference.
I love it. I love it. And what made you get into the health and wellness space? Because now, you know, you have this great respect for mom, and hands down, I agree with you. I'm a single mom of one. And I'm already going, oh no, how do others do it with more? And in a time where I have accessibility to more, you know, whether it's psychological help, whether it's YouTube channel, whether it's a podcast, I mean, there's more help now than there's ever been, and more, I guess, support. That's yes. Ultimately it. She didn't have that, but you obviously were driven by the love and the respect you had for her, which is amazing. So being an amazing son is huge for this planet. I think men, they say, you know, you can tell a man how he treats his mom is how he treats his wife. Yeah. So that's, I can imagine your wife is very, very well loved for sure.
And well, my mom lives with us too. So she's with us. So.
Oh, there you go. The two ladies, powerhouse.
Ladies, yeah.
But at some point, I mean, you could have been an example in so many different ways, but you chose the health path. Mm-hmm. You know, you became a manual osteopath first. You did mm-hmm. your nutrition. What was it about the health journey and the fitness journey that evolved into the mindset journey that kind of got you excited?
This is a fantastic question. I'll tell you why, because it's as you go on and you start looking back, you start putting pieces together. And I always wondered, you know, when we choose our path, why and how it got led there. And that's a great question, because because I didn't have a mentor, like say a father figure, and my mom always worked. So I was missing that guidance. And what I found the guidance was, I met someone who introduced me to martial arts. I wrestled in high school. At first, I thought I wanted to be the baddest man on the planet, because I saw my brothers and sisters. They looked brave to me. And I just didn't, for some reason, I didn't want to hurt people or harm people. But I thought it was a weakness. Why don't I want to? Is there something? Come on, you know? So I said, okay, I'm going to go out and learn how to be brave. So I started to take on wrestling in high school, because it was cheap. You need a singlet, that's it. So I took on wrestling, and then I wanted to look for boxing. I couldn't find a boxing club in my area, so someone introduced me to martial arts. So I joined Taekwondo, got my black belts in Taekwondo, and then did the world championship thing, traveled in the world, in England and Germany. And then I wanted more reality. I wanted to be more realistic. So boxing, I hunted down boxing again, found a boxing club, started to box. And, you know, I thought I was going to be a pro. I thought I was going to be a pro at something. My goal was to get to the Olympics at some point. In 92, I was looking at maybe that Olympics was the one, and it just wasn't working out. It just wasn't working out the way I wanted to go. And I was getting older, and I was thinking, you know what, if I don't make the Olympics for me was, as an academic would look at a university, if you got to university, you'd have better opportunities. Well, if I got to the Olympics, I would have better opportunities in my mind, but it didn't work out. So I thought, you know, I got to make a shift. What am I going to do? And I really loved, I was coaching and teaching anyways. I thought, you know, I really want to make people better. I'm really interested in how do I make people better? So I started my first journey as a fitness, a personal trainer. I took fitness leadership at Seneca College, at a local college, and that led me to the body. Whoa, the body fascinated me. How does it all come together? How does it all work? And then from there, that led me to, I needed more, because it was basic anatomy. So I went into massage therapy, and I did that, got my diploma in massage therapy. And as I was about to leave massage, I get introduced to nutrition as an introductory course. So I took nutrition, and then osteopathy popped up. because I was taking courses anyways. I was really passionate, hunting down all kinds of courses to really bring this puzzle together. And osteopathy happened, and that had everything under its umbrella. So I quit, and I focused on osteopathy. Then I took acupuncture, Chinese medicine, because I loved the way the Chinese medicine philosophy, how they connected everything together, the earth, the, you know, the five elements and everything. So I connected that together. Then I got introduced to energy medicine. And anyways, I went on this tear for 20 years of learning as much as I can. And then when I found out that I could manually manipulate whatever, but people only got better so far.
Right.
I found there's a mindset piece. We get stuck in illness on a mental level as well. You know, if you got injured and that injury is tied to a loss, you know, at the time that it happened, the injury, say you got in a car accident and that injury was tied to a loss, and I'm thinking of a specific client, it'll be very difficult to get over that injury physically if emotionally and spiritually and mentally you're still trapped in that time that it happened, because it was a major loss for you. And so I realized that you can't get better, you can't optimize your health if your mind is stuck in the time of the accident, because the brain is the brain doesn't understand chronology. It doesn't understand it's 20 years later. That's a concept that we came up with, but the subconscious mind is timeless. We got to remember that there is no time. There's no calendar in the brain. The brain doesn't understand that. So you could be stuck in that accident in 20 years ago and keep rewinding it over and over again on a subconscious level and never get to optimal health. Because when you think about optimal health, you have to be mentally, emotionally free to enjoy being healthy. You have to be. You cannot get just physically better. You have to get mentally, spiritually better. So I realized that. So I got my degree in psychology, thought I was going to go on and do that. And that was also another monkey in my back. I wanted to have a degree. I thought it was a big thing. And so I got my degree in psychology, but I realized that if you became a psychologist, you're mandated by rules, too many rules. Mm-hmm. That doesn't allow them to, in my opinion, psychologists listen to this. You know, in my opinion, too many rules to play by. You can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do this. Oh, this is not my area. It's a human being sitting in front of you. So I said, let me study NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, because that is the user's manual, I call it, to our experience, how we think. And the idea behind NLP, and I know you alluded to in the beginning, is NLP is neuro, nerves, five senses. We process this world in our five senses. Right now, everybody listening, you're feeling something, you're hearing something, you're seeing, all of it's coded in this experience right now. So if something major happened, the taste of something brings back a memory. We're coding five senses. So neuro, we walk through this planet, feeling our way through and coding information, turning it into an action. Linguist, language. The language you use is super important, because it dictates your world. You can't get away from how you speak and how you act. It creates an action. And then programming is, as I was watching the Olympics this year, there's a lady from a runner, 1500, I think it was a 1500 race. She fell in the race. I think she's from Holland, Dutch. She might be a Dutch runner. And she fell in the race, fell all the way back. She was second last now. Somehow she got up and said, "Nope, not today." She ran all the way and won the whole thing. And now we're talking about Olympic level athletes here, not just your high school where this person might be better. No, we're talking Olympic level, world-class athletes. How do you get up at the end and run past everybody? Because it's a programming in her mind. This is not today. I'm not losing this today. I didn't come this far to come this far. So it's all about programming. So that's what NLP is about. So to wrap it up, this point, I want to help people, and I find that in my years, 25 years, well, 30 years doing this now, if I include the gym setting, is I really am interested in how do I help somebody get to that next level. You know, not just feeling okay. I want, like, if you're interested, it takes work, though, being vulnerable to let go of stuff. But if you're, it's possible to live out this life as huge as you possibly can.
I love what you just said. I actually wrote it down because I think a lot of practitioners miss the mark right here. And you just captured the latest that we know with healing and science is that people get stuck on an illness level as well. Yeah. And the psychology behind not feeling well and telling yourself over and over again, I'm not well, I'm not well, I'm not happy, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. It's like you are reaffirming that that is you. But if you want to step out of that identity, if you want to change that in you, it has to come with a specific mindset. It is huge, 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 huge. Yep. So I think it's just so powerful that you are not only dealing with the physical, because you know how to do that. I mean, you've done the structure, you've done the biochemistry, but now you've taken the psychology, the NLP, the subconscious, and that whole decision. You're either going to get well, like you got to decide, I am going to get well, because that vibration allows all circumstances, people, things, coincidences to show up in your world and start moving you in that direction. And that's where I always tell people, you are your own best health advocate. You make that decision. You make it. Not the practitioner, not the dietitian, not your neighbor, not your husband, not your dog. It's you. But people don't know they have that power. And you go in there, Alvin, and you just pull that little piece in them saying you are greatness. And that's why I love all your books and your titles, because it is really a journey. It doesn't start one day and ends on a weekend, right? We all want that quick satisfaction, but it is a journey. I know your next book that you're writing is called The Four Pillars of Greatness. Yeah. We were chatting before this podcast and you gave me your four pillars. And I looked at the four and I'm like, this is freaking fantastic because all four apply to being that great version of you. And ultimately, if we're looking for health, it's because it's holding us back from being that great version of us. Yep. So maybe you can share a little bit around that.
Oh, yeah. You know, so when I wrote the first book, I felt it was great. I had great feedback from it, and it was well received. And more than that, you know, when you do something for the first time, you don't know how it'll go. But it was well received, and I was like, "Well, okay, how can I get? How can I make it better?" And I found the only thing that I would do with that one is give it more meat on it. Like, how do we do it? How do you do it? And I felt I addressed that in there, but I'm gonna go to it right in the second one. And actually, the second one was actually going to be the third that I'm going to release. But, and I stopped. I said, no, let me go back to this one. So the four pillars of greatness. One, we talked about clarity. Clarity is king. We've all heard it. I mean, you can see it on the internet everywhere. And anytime you go to anything, what do you want? If you want to build a house, you wouldn't walk into the architect and say, you know, give me a house. And it. So you get the house. Oh, but this is not what I want. But you said you wanted a house. So then that architect, the contractor, would say you hired a contractor. They'd say, tell us exactly. And then here's the thing about building a house. Let's just keep that theme. They want to know 1/8 inch or do you want 1/2 inch? That's how specific. People would put more time in the planning their wedding than they would their life. It's unbelievable. Actually, they put more planning going to dinner more than they do their life. Forget wedding. When you see somebody create a wedding, I mean, it's meticulous. I want to turn this way and I want, it's just unbelievable. What do you want for your life? I don't know. No idea. This is life. No idea. So clarity is king. And as I was saying to you earlier, what clarity is a dynamic thing, by the way. It's not a bullseye. It's not a static thing. Because what I wanted at 20 and now at 53, totally different, totally different. So I believe this is something that real peak performers would do every quarter. Businesses do it all the time. Businesses know this is true, but somehow people don't do it for themselves because some people say, you know, I want to be more spontaneous. Meanwhile, they're not being spontaneous anyways. You're just living out the same repeated day over and over. A great quote was, I don't want to get to 73, found out I lived the same day for 73 years times 365, you know, so I want to live a dynamic life. And you know, and I found out that we are co-creating. So here's a little bit of a caveat. We are co-creating our life. So that means there's some parts that are out of your control because we're co-creating. But the part that you can control, do as much as you can about that. And leave the rest to faith and whatever, you know, put the odds in your favor. by doing that, which is a quote from my mentor, Dr. Tom Hill, put the odds in your favor. So clarity is the first one. Second one is courage. This one is huge. Okay, courage. And as I said to you, I can convince anybody listening, let's go jump out of a plane, or we can fight wars, we can do police work, we can do so many things that look brave on the outside. Gang members can gangbang. I mean, it looks brave, but I would dare you to go and live out your true passion that's connected to your heart. That is the most, that causes more trepidation than anything else. You look at superstars that we see on stage, you have to take drugs to get out there and perform, because they realize it's my passion, and it hurts more when people cut that up. Okay, it doesn't hurt much when I can go to work and put the nut on the bolt, and nothing wrong with that, but that doesn't hurt. Right. What hurts is creating the bolt and creating this thing. And so most people tend to play small, because it doesn't hurt much when you, well, it doesn't hurt much on the surface, but deep down you realize a life passed and I didn't live it out. So courage is key. Second one is commitment. How committed are you to this thing? A lot of people can have wishes and desires every year, January 1st. Everyone's committed till 3 weeks into January. I'll start when this, you know, after the summer. Then after the summer, I'll start in the fall. That's a new beginning. And, oh, you know, Christmas is coming around. I'll start again in the new. No commitment, right? And then the last one is consistency. Because consistency, here's the beauty of, I just coached somebody on this yesterday. She's meeting up on all four. She's actually, I got her to a certain point. We got clear. Then something hit her and she did some resistance. And she hit the courage piece. It just couldn't go past. But I said, if you don't have courage, here's what I recommend. Be consistent. Because I tell you what, consistency builds the three. It's the basement. If you're consistent, whether you like it or not, it's going to build commitment. When you're consistent, whether you like it or not, it's going to build courage. When you're consistent, it's going to build clarity, because you're going to figure out that what I don't want, what I do want. So if you're not brave right now, just be consistent.
This is so good, Alvin. Oh my God, this is so good. If you're listening on this podcast, guys, these are the principles for everything in your life, even health and wellness, because people that are following this podcast, if you're struggling, or you know someone that does, you got to have clarity. What do you want? What do you want? Let's help you go after it. You know, do you have the courage to get up and do that action? You know, get whatever help you need to get, sign up, have that conversation, commitment through that process, whether it's food, diet, supplement, mindsets, NLP, you know, meditation, whatever it is. And then ultimately the consistency, and you nailed it. You know, that basement one fundamental will help build on the other three principles. These are such fantastic, they are wisdom of the universe principles, guys. You can apply this to anything. And I can tell you right now, the people that have the best transformations in health are the ones going through these pillars. Alvin, you have a 21-day program. It's called Reignite Your Dreams, Your Health, and Your Mindset for High Performers, because I know you filter. You want people that are serious, people that are going to take action or want to really be serious about taking action. So you're looking for a specific mindset. So I'm excited about that. And also, maybe since we're down to the last 5 minutes, if you can speak on how you love integrating medicinal mushrooms in your programs and protocols as well, because as you know, I'm a huge advocate of health. My biggest passion and projects lately have been teaching other healthcare providers and health leaders on how to integrate medicinal mushrooms into their practice. I loved it when we met, because you are a man that crosses your T's, dot your I's, making sure that you are in alignment with everything that you do. And I hold a lot of respect to a lot of my practitioners that do that. And I would love to know your opinion on why it is that you chose these products to be part of your protocol.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big believer in I believe nature, and I'm sure you do, and many of us do. Nature is so perfect. It's absolute. You know, you can't study the human body, physiology, anatomy, and all embryology, and come away that there's not a great design here. I mean, trees give us oxygen. We give it back carbon dioxide. The circadian rhythms, It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The way we were born, just embryologically, how we were, the timing has to be so right, and everything comes and forms and stretches and becomes this, and embryologically every organ gets formed and heartbeat, and it's unbelievable, unbelievable design. So knowing that, I'm always looking at how can I, and I just real quick, I know we have a few minutes here, but I was going through some things probably 15, 20 years ago, maybe. It's been a while now, where I noticed that my pigment on my skin was starting to go. And I look in the mirror, and I don't know why I didn't notice it before, but sometime I looked in the mirror and I noticed that my pigment was going. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I started digging into it, and I found out vitiligo. And vitiligo is where you're, in case anybody doesn't know that, Michael Jackson, let's go Michael Jackson, he's the extreme case, okay? But he accelerated it. So it's where your body starts to attack itself, it's like every autoimmune, and the melanin gets affected, then you can't produce. And anyways, I won't get into a long story on that, but that forced me, though, out of every challenge, there's something that's created out of it. If you embrace it, something's waiting to be created. And out of that challenge, I started to look at how do I, because when I went to the doctor, they had no clue how they're going to help me. And I thought, you know what? That's cool. No problem. If my body, I didn't have this. I wasn't born with it. I was perfectly great until this certain time. And I was going through a lot of stress, self-imposed of always. And I started going, you know what? If they don't have the answer, I'm going to go back to the factory settings. How do I rewind the factory settings? Let's undo everything I'm doing now that isn't being healthy to my body. So that's when I started to meditate. That's when I started to dive deep into detoxing my body. I did a candida detox. I did all these things. So then my skin started to come back. It started to, so anybody out there with vitiligo, don't, they gave me topical cortisone. I mean, what's that going to do? That's symptom-based. I had to go back. So I started really believing the, you know, eat, drink my own Kool-Aid. And, you know, so I started to look at the body, looking, really diving deep into it, because I was just playing on the surface with nutrition at that point. Now I dove in. And so when I was introduced to Organo by Delina, I'll shout her name out, I thought, oh, another thing. Because in my business, as you know, Diane, it's we get approached by all kinds of people doing different things. And what I loved about, I didn't know much about medicinal mushrooms at that time, but I was open and I was looking for the next level, how to level up, because I did take my vitiligo to a certain point and it got stunted right there. And I was looking around for another. And what I loved about this is that, as we talk about the four C's, the commitment, consistency, to be healthy, you must be committed and consistent. That's a key. What's the best exercise or nutrition plan that will get you better? The one that you'll do consistently. Mm-hmm. That's the one, you know, that's will get you, because too many people flip flop. They want, as you said, I want rock up, hard abs in 4 weeks. Really? It took you 30 years to create this being obese. You can't have it, and it won't be healthy. So consistency. And what I love about it is that we get to shuttle in the Trojan horse. We get to shuttle in the goodness in something that you already have a habit. If you already have a habit built, why not piggyback that habit instead of trying to change it? It's so difficult to change habits. Instead of trying to change your habit and struggling, why not piggyback on your already existing habit and drive in something good in there? And then if you're sick, if you're dealing with something, take it up to that next level. And now you've doubled it up, and now you put the odds in your favor, as my mentor would say. So I love Organo. I love the idea of it, the idea that we get to put this unbelievable, and the more research I do on it, the unbelievable capacity for this thing in the ground to solve a lot of problems, inflammation. And that's another area that I'm into lately is inflammation. But anyways, because inflammation, real quick, inflammation is 70-90% of every condition we struggle with, by the way. Is 70 to 90% science. This is science backed. Under every depression is inflammatory base. Itis, anything with itis is inflammatory base. So this totally helps it at a cellular level. So Organo will be a key part of my peak performance program for my clients going forward. And you know, I'm patient. I'm in this for a long run. This is not for me. This is not a get rich quick. Let's institute this and spread the message.
And that's what it's all about. It's about finding things that actually work. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen, you heard exactly that from all our practitioners, including Alvin Brown. Taking a habit people already know, love, and do, whether it's you get it through coffees, teas, hot chocolate, capsules. Can you be consistent? Because consistency will always, always win whatever it is you apply. So if you want to check out Alvin Brown, definitely get his new books. There's two new ones coming out. The Four Pillars of Greatness is coming out. And Optimize Your Health, Journey to Personal Greatness is already out there. Check out his 21-Day Reignite Your Passion, the Health Mindset Program. If you are a serious entrepreneur, a serious athlete, you have that mindset, or you did and you lost it, this is the coach for you. He gets it. It's not just about take this, do that. It's about let's look at your whole life and let's get you back. Let's get you back to that was you before you got swept into the life that we all get swept into. We're human. It happens. But we need mentors like you, Alvin Brown. So thank you for sharing with us today. You can find Alvin on social media. I know you are on Instagram. I know you're on TikTok. I know you're on Facebook. You're definitely out there. You can Google Alvin Brown and you will find all his great things. We'll put the links in here on the podcast. Thank you for spending your day today, Alvin, with us. And please join us every other Friday with Empower Through Health. Thank you, Alvin.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senergy.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.